It's time for Learn Something Every Day with KVAK. Download the KVAK app to listen to this segment whenever. We post something new to learn every weekday morning on our podcast for you to listen to. Now listen up as we post something new every day. Who knows? You might just learn something.
Matter is a basic topic, but did you know that matter can experience phase changes? A phase change occurs when energy is either taken up or released. There are six different phase changes that can occur to matter. Melting and freezing are the first two well-known phase changes and occur when a liquid freezes into a solid or a solid melts into a liquid. Condensation occurs when a substance changes from a gas to a liquid. A common form of condensation is morning dew. Vaporization is the inverse of condensation and occurs when a liquid changes into a gas. Less common is sublimation, which occurs when a substance changes directly from a solid to a gas without turning into a liquid. One example of sublimation is dry ice, which changes to a gas at room temperature. The last matter phase change is deposition, which occurs when a gas becomes a solid without first becoming a liquid. An example of deposition is when water vapor freezes to a leaf without becoming a liquid first.
You just listened to Learn Something Every Day with KVAK. Now let's see if you can remember what you just heard.
What is the phase change where a liquid becomes a gas? The phase change where a liquid becomes a gas is called vaporization. What is the phase change where a gas becomes a solid without first becoming a liquid? The phase change where a gas becomes a solid without first becoming a liquid is called deposition. How many different phase changes are there? There are six different phase changes. What is an example of condensation? An example of condensation would be morning dew.
Thanks for listening, and remember, we'll post a new segment every weekday morning at 7 a.m. on our podcast page under Learn Something New for you to listen to.